Another division opponent, tough opponent, coming in. Glad to be back home to be able to play them here in this last ball game. And offensively, Trubisky's had a lot better, a lot more experience within their offense. Seems to have a better grip for what they want to get accomplished. Their running game is still as strong as ever. So we'll have our work cut out for us this week. Questions?
What makes Jordan Howard so effective in getting to the perimeter?
Well, he's strong running in between the tackles. He's got the speed to get out on the edge. I mean, he does. He's a complete back. I mean, he does a great job with what they ask him to do. He's a good screen runner. He's good in protection, and like I said, he's a strong runner in between the tackles and has the ability and the speed to get on the edge.
Mike mentioned yesterday it's not about his time speed but play speed. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what that
is? Well, you see him so many times. The hole gets cluttered inside, and he's got good vision and good patience, and then you'll see him bounce the ball to the perimeter, and then he's running by guys. So I think that's what he's talking about. That's not 4-6 speed that we're looking at, so we've got to do a good job of handling our gap responsibility, getting on and off blocks, and everybody running to the football.
How often does that happen where you watch a guy run a 40 or watch him in a combine drill and the speed he shows on film looks pretty different?
It happens. I mean, it does happen. I mean, it's different game speed, and different guys, you know, they may have something wrong on them, you know, with them that day that they got timed or whatever. So a lot of times going by the tape is the best judge of, you know, what type of runner he is.
Defense now holding opponents to 9 of 21 on fourth down. I think four of those came against Green Bay. What did you see against, you know, what they were trying to do and how effective you guys were at stopping them?
Well, I think, you know, certain teams have certain tendencies with and using their personnel in certain ways. And I think, you know, our guys did a good job of studying their tendencies that week and were able to go out and execute it during the game.
To them, I mean, they opened up the trick playbook the last time you guys played them. So is that something you always expect from this Bears?
Yeah, I mean, they've got some things that have gotten us in the past that they haven't shown coming into our game. So, you know, we've got to pay attention to the details and play the rules of the coverages and things that we have. So, like I said, it'll be a true test for our guys. They'll have to really focus in. They've been doing a good job thus far as the preparation, but we got to finish strong here going into the game so they can line up and play fast.
When Harrison has a game like that, do you kind of just, I don't know, do you see that early that you just know that if he starts a game that way, it's just going to get better and better?
I think Harry's one of the most consistent players that we have. I mean, the one thing you can count on, you know what you're getting every day with him. His preparation going into a football game is going to allow him to line up and decipher what they're doing and also be able to communicate with other guys what to anticipate and what's going on. So I think he's one of the best safeties around, and, you know, what he brings to the table is definitely a benefit for us.
What about Coach finally getting a shutout? First time in 23 years last weekend the defense got a shutout.
That's great. It's a credit to our guys. I mean, they really worked their butts off in preparation for that game and dealt with the elements, dealt with the adjustments that we had to make, and went out and executed. So I'm happy for those guys to be able to go out and do it.
Now being number one in the league in both total defense and scoring defense, what do you think of that?
I mean, we've heard it, but I mean, our focus and concentration right now is solely on getting ready for Chicago, because we know we've got to go get this running game stopped and be able to contain them in a passing game. So we've got our work cut out for us this week. All right. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.